Okay, I'm both excited. Thank you for bearing with me. And we'll see if we can complete the union today and start Chazara tomorrow. Either way, you can certainly start Chazara as soon as we finish here today. And we'll go through next week, Mr. Shem. Okay, so we're discussing the different shittos of Rishonim regarding when we say Matbeya of Al for Birchas HaMitzvos and when we say the Matbeya of Leh. From the Gemara, we saw Machokes Ugabi Bir Chametz, Al Bir Chametz, Levair Chametz, and the Gemara has Kashis, Lamanda Amar, Levair, and the Gemara gives different Tibutzim, but then the Gemara concludes Hilchasa Al Bir Chametz, the Pashtus, the Gemara is Paskening, Al Bir Chametz. So all the answers that we gave all along, Ugabi Mila, Ugabi Lulav, and Shchita, basically don't really have to hold, certainly the Teretz of Mila that the Gemara had today, the Svar that it gives. Really, Alamila is fine, just like Al Yochametz is fine. So this is, of course, interesting. We'll get to the Rambam in terms of how the Rambam learned the sugya. After the sugya plays out, we have the Rush that brings two Mahalchim, that of Rabbi Tam and that of the Riva, as far as establishing a klal as to when we say Al, when we say Le. Now, the truth is, not everybody holds that there is such a klal. This is what seen from Rashi, for example, is that really you could do what you want. Even when the Gemara says Hilchasa al bir chametz, the Gemara means that you can also say al bir. You could say al, you could say le. Look in the Shilti Agiborim from the Riyaz, back in on the side of the Gemara by the Ran. So he quotes from his grandfather Tosus Rid. The Riyaz is a grandson of the Tosus Rid, and he basically says that whatever you do is good. If you take a look at the Os Aleph there, the Marz Alvarach Hashekin Shana Levayach Chametz. You have a choice. You go out kias shofar or with koab shofar. And then he brings some of what the other Rishonim say. But then he brings, if you look a few lines down, mem zayin heis, mori zakeni harav. And you see in the Riyaz, quoted by Shilti Giborim, of course the Riyaz a lot, when you see mem zayin heis, mori zakeni harav, it's a tosus rid. So he says, his grandfather, omesh en chiluk b'neiyam. So you have a choice. The divrei Moshe Kenya Rav Iker. So he says, my grandfather is correct. And he brings a rav. Milas Gerim Ba'avadim Yisraelamo Milas Katan Nevarach Ala Mila. Okay. So at the end of the day, he says you can't make a klal. So this is one of many Rishonim, which basically says that you don't have to be concerned, it's up to you. There's a Sefer of the Tosfos Rid called Sefer HaMachriya, not so known, so you can look it up, it's available on Zohar Chachma and Hebrew books, and he's Meirich in the same position that he's quoted here by the Riyaz. It's Erech Samach Aleph in Sefer HaMachriya, Nusach Birchas HaMitzvahs in Mevorchin Lassos O Ala Maise, and this is his maskana, when he acknowledges those who showed him, like Rabbeinu Tam and others, he basically says it's not so. He has certain choice words to say about them, like Havel Havolim, and other such expressions. Basically, you're not going to get out of the quagmire of Akasha one way or the other. It's just impossible. At the end of the day, whatever you say, Tzachus Rishon is good. This is one Shitas Rishon. However, of course, there are many, many other Shitas. Not that we're going to get to all of them, but just to give you an example of how many Shitas there are. Kidua, Rav Chaim Kalievsky, should be well. Shlita, he's written many, many Svarim. One of his early Svarim is called Nachal Eisan. The entire Sefer is Hilchas Egla Rufa. Set up like with Sifim, Simonim and Sifim and Ha'aris on the bottom. I don't know, once I came across this and I remember to bring it out for this sugya. So when he discusses the bracha that said, when they do Medidas Egla, so the mitzvah's Medida, he has the Nusach HaBracha, Ketzim Baruch and Ala Medida. This is his Simon Hey, mitzvah's HaMedida. Das Rover is shown in the Baruch HaMashek Kitshan, the mitzvah's HaMitzvah, Wimdod. El ha'arim ha'shesvivos ha'cholol. That's the nusach of Le. Yesh omim she'tzeruch v'arach asher kitshan mitzvos v'mitzvanu al ha'medida. Yesh omim she'yachol v'arach kimo she'yertze. So on this sif that he created, he has a long couple of pages. Ketzad nevarachim, Ba'inyan habrachas aleizim brachim ba'al, ve'izet ve'lamid, kasab di kuntres zez man rav. This kuntres is going to go for a few pages. He says, I wrote it. Ve'bir yud shitos sheyesh bazeh. Okay, so there are a total of 10 shitas. Ba'atikenu hena bekitzer, and basically this is his list. You know, he has Rabbeinu Tam, and let me just give you a little bit of the Rishima, okay? So he has saw it earlier when he gives you the names of, yeah. V'hatam l'machilku chacham nusach habrachas mehem ba'al mehem b'lamed hericho b'zah rishonim kolechot ufidarko v'ikar devreim soveiv holech al sugya d'psachim zayin amadeis. Umimotzad devreim l'manu yud shitos v'heim das Rabbeinu Tam v'das Riva hamuva b'rash. So that's two. V'das Ramban v'ran v'ritva that we began to see yesterday. That's the Ran is the same derech as the Ramban. V'das v'hashlama muva b'me'iri b'shem d'ali ha'doros. V'das ha'me'iri atzmo v'das ha'rambam. V'das ha'migdalos v'das ha'raivet v'das shiltei ha'giborim b'shem ri'oz. B'shem sefer ha'machriya m'bal tosus rid. That's what we just said a minute ago. U'muva gamgim b'me'ir b'shem yesh omrim. V'das ha'binu peretz. V'kosvu ha'rishonim ayin shiltei giborim. Sh'al ko ha'shitus nishar kushyos. So you imagine if you wanted to spend a few weeks on this topic and really go through this kuntres, you have a Marim Mokom and so on. But at least for ourselves to have an awareness of the fact that this is just the tip of the iceberg. So we mentioned the Tosus Rid. We spoke out from the Rush, the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, Shir Zman. That's a mitzvah of leh, that's a brach of leh. If it's miyad nigmar, that's going to be al. And then the riva, that differentiates between a mitzvah that's efter asus de shliach or a mitzvah that only you can do. After everything, we're going to get on with Hashem to the Rambam, but after everything, you have to ask yourself, how do you learn the sugya? Because you're coming out with new klalim, and where does it fit within the sugya? So l'mashal, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's distinction that we saw between a mitzvah that has a shiur zman, like tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, and mitzvahs that are done right away. Is there any indication, the Gemara, to that distinction? Chari not. What's one of the kashas that the Rabbeinu David, when he also summarizes the shita of the Ramban, I have here, I just wrote the, yeah. Rabbeinu David, if you look at Rabbeinu David at the end, of his bringing the Shita of the Ramban, he mentions Rabbeinu Tam, and he asks, the very last paragraph actually, Rabbeinu Yaakov Zal, the Sefer HaYosher, that's the Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosher, writes, Shekol mitzvah, she'asiyasa gemar melachta, mevarach al, kigon rik megillah, kisiyada, Kol mitzvah she'in asiyasa gemar melachta, mevarach lamed, kigon yach tefillin, usati betzitzis, because you have to put in oil for the Isman to burn to Chavegim Nashuv. The Ein Zeh Nachon, says Rabbeinu David. She'ein L'tam Zeh Iker B'Gemara. Ve'ein Lano Ami Lismach. So one of his basic kashas, Rabbeinu Tam is creating a cloud out of thin air. L'maisa, that's not our sugya. So that's something to think about. Rabbeinu Tam is coming out with something that doesn't have grounding in the sugya. So exactly what does that mean? But the Gemara doesn't discuss it. So how does our sugya play out within the framework of Rabbeinu Tam? Something to think about. The Maisa, the Riva, as quoted in the Rush. So the Rush mentions that what he's saying is Ksas al derech ha-Gemara. What does it mean? Because the Svari pulls out that you can say Lam Le when only you can do the mitzvah. And you say, when it could be a shliach, it's al derech the Gemara. And the Gemara says, l'gabe al hamila, that you don't say lamol, because l'sagi de lavi umayl. Since you don't have the obligation, it's the father's obligation. So what does it mean, al derech a Gemara? Because the Gemara is saying it in terms of the mayl who has no obligation, as opposed to the father who has the obligation. So you can't have the mayl say lamol. The Riva is taking it a step beyond. Riva is saying that even when it is your obligation, but it doesn't have to be you, it could be implemented by somebody else, that also is a reason not to say leh, but to say ah. So that's what the Rosh is saying. But beyond that, the Rosh doesn't give us a way to read the Gemara. What we saw yesterday with the Ran is in some ways, and the Ran and Rambanim, same Shita, is in the same basic approach as the Riva, but he at least sets up a framework for the Gemara. So that's what we went over yesterday in the Ran, that there's a machlokes between a puppy and a papa, by Bir Chametz, says the Ran, really, that machlokes is about Bir Chametz and a few other examples like it. And those examples are cases where you could have a shliach do it, and the shliach doing it would not be able to, a shliach would not be able to say the bracha b'lashon leh, because it's not his mitzvah. He'd have to say al. The question is, when you do it, but a shliach could have done it, do you say al just like the shliach, or do you say leh? And here's where the question comes up, mikar mashma, or Lahava Mashma, and we have to consider the fact that maybe we should have the same standard and have the same nusach, but if it's going to be Mashma something else, then we shouldn't, we have to be machal between you and the Shliach. That's the machokas of Papi Rapa. And also a few examples like it. This is what the Ran does in terms of at least reading into the Sugya, and what's the Psak Halacha? Al Bir Chametz. That means that we are going to say the same nusach for the person who is in the mitzvah, even though it's his chiyuv, but since it could have been done by the shliach, so the nusach chiyuv is the same as the shliach. And that's why the Ran asked the kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that Avia Ben would say lamol, and the Mayil says alamila. So the Ran says, based on my approach to the sugya, it's not correct. The truth is, the kasha on the Rambam is not just within the pshat of the Ran. Really, one could ask straightforward on the Gemara, on the Rambam, because the Gemara only gives that answer, that there's a difference between the father's bracha, which would be lamul, and the mayil's bracha, which is alamila. The Gemara says within the manda amar that says that you say leva'er. So then what do you do with alamila? The Gemara gives the teretz that lo sagi de lavi umayil, it's not his chiyuv. The father's chiyuv. It says more about the father and the chanan. So that's the yishuv, lamanda amar leva'er. But the Gemara concludes the hilchisa. So it comes out, as Rashi and Nir point out, that chiluk is no longer relevant. So it comes out, we have a straightforward answer to alamila, just like al bir chametz. And therefore, of course, the bracha should be alamila. See, for the Rambam's psak that the father says lamul is difficult, because the chor, the Gemara paskins. So therefore, anyway, you have to answer the Rambam, separate from the pshat that the Ran is giving in the sugya. Okay, so we're going to get to the Rambam in a few minutes. Just, I don't know if we'll read it all, but just, if you did or didn't, there's a few other nekudos that come out in the Ran that, you know, that kind of track what the Rush said, but there are differences. Some of them are quoted by the Karban Asanel along the way. So I think we left off in the Ran. When he's discussing the nusach of Achilas Matz and Achilas Morar. Now remember, how did the Rush conclude the last couple words of the Rush within the Riva? What would be the nusach for the mitzvahs matzah and mitzvahs morah? According to Rabbi Eltan, makes perfect sense that we make a bracha of al, because since it's just your achila and it's over, it's not a shiur zman, so the mitzvah is right away finished, therefore the bracha is al, the nusach is al. According to the Riva, so the klal is, if it's something that only you can do, and not a shliach, right, as he explained, the Shema Kol Shofar and all the other examples, then you would say a bracha of lit. So the Rush actually says in Achanan, that should be the nusach, lechol matzah and lechol matzah. So the Ran also would follow this way, right? So the Ran brings a Gemara to Sefta. He says, I think it's we're up to Ba'osan, she actually pater ob shikiman ba'atzmo. You can't get someone else to do it for you. Mevarachin belamid. Therefore, we say b'tfilin tzitzis b'shiva sukkah leh u'bebir chametz u'milo shchita, that you have someone else to do it. We say al, and he brings it to sefta at the end of Pesachim, the bracha of Karban Pesach asher kitshan mitzvosa v'tzivano lech la'pesach, and then you have the chagiga, you have a bracha asher kitshanu lech la'hazevach. Okay. The Hainu Nami brings from the Gemara later in Avi Pesachin. The Gemara talks about the following question. If you have karpas, vegetable, that's not mara, then you make hadama for karpas, and then you make alchilas, you bracha on mara later. If you have only mara vegetable, so you're going to have to use that for karpas. The question now is, do you make the bracha, the brichas mitzvah mara earlier, after you ate your mara for karpas, and still you make the bracha mara then, because that's the first time you're eating mara, or do you wait to make the bracha of brichas mitzvah mara later when you eat mara l'shem mitzvah? Because the mitzvah can only be fulfilled after matzah. So it's interesting, when you bring the two shittas, derech agav, we can glean that there's a difference whether you say lecha mara or alachias mara. That's what runs in the dike. Take a look. Shita, says the Gemara, if you have other vegetables, the ikashayaki, you say first hadama, you eat it. But you get later on tomorrow, chazeres, you say, what? This is a normal case. You get tomorrow, you say what? Lecha mara. Okay, interesting. When you don't have shayaki, what do you do? Machok, says Rav Huna. You first make the bracha on mara by piyadama, and you eat it. Okay, and afterwards, when you're eating the mara by mara, then you say, what? Interesting. What does he say? This is the case, according to Rav Huna, when you ate the mara for karpas, but you weren't yotzei mara, but you already ate mara. As a kashan Rav Huna, how could it be that you already ate your mara, even though it wasn't for mara, it was for karpas, but you ate mara, you did the maisa achilas mara, and then you're first going to make a bracha later. But maisa, the pu'ula of achilas mara was done already. So that's not correct. Therefore, says Rav Chisda, you make the bracha by pi adama, and you make the bracha samit for mara. And what's the nusach of Rav Chisda? Lecha mara. So again, machokas is whether you make the bracha samit for mara by tarpas when you're eating the mara vegetable for karpas, but you're not yotzei mara until later. But maisa, the first time you're eating the mara is when you should make the bracha samit for kod Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says, no, you wait. But Rav Huna's waiting is to make the birchas hamitzvah bin nusach of al. And Rav Chisda's making the birchas hamitzvah by karpas is a nusach of le. That's the Ran's view. So he says, mid the amar, the kul lecho, all the other times when you're talking about the birchas hamitzvah mar, he says lecho. By Rav Huna, when you're making, eating karpas marar, and then making the bracha later, he says, al. Shema mina, de koecha de ochele, when you didn't eat it first, the lo toim, mine kuo mevarach lecho, kesha kuo mitzvah. And why is that? Because it's a mitzvah that you can't have someone else do for you. She actually put there, al de acher, that you make over las yas and belamit. But Rav Huna, who says that you already ate your mara first, even though it wasn't a shemara, but that is compared to someone who's making a birchas mitzvah after he did the maisa mitzvah. Again, the maisa mitzvah that didn't count for mara, but it was an action of achilas mara. Therefore, Rav Huna says, when you're going to do the birchas mitzvah mara after having eaten mara for karpas, but you might still eat the mara, you can't say that because you already did the mitzvah, you did the pu'ulas mitzvah. Okay, we're not learning that still yet, but this is the point, that the reason why it changed was because you ate the mara then. But we're not to that. Whenever you didn't eat the mara yet, you're doing overlas yasan, then it would be, of course, lit. Why not al? I the mara hilchas al bir chametz. The answer is because by bir chametz, you have the opportunity to do a shliach. Therefore, you say al bir chametz, just like the shliach says al bir chametz, so do you make say al bir chametz. That's the Rambam's mahalach in the sugya. But if it's a mitzvah that no one else can do but you, then the klal is you say that. So again, it's like the Rosh said, the Das Rabbi Vav, it's a little more expansive, and it's he brings a riot from the sugya later on. That's that paragraph of the Ran. In fact, the Ran, what do we do with Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? So what did the Rosh bring as a teretz to that? Orchidimosa. Yeah, Chaviva Saneis. The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran, the Ramban, they give a different term. Since the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Mishtatif, the Priti, so Maisa becomes your oil, so that's also called that it's special atzma, the effort for the hadlik. It's not kore de acha, because ultimately you have to mishtatif in the fuel. Okay. Now, something interesting that doesn't get mentioned in the Rashi directly, the Kabbalah Sara brings it in. What would be the nusach for hafrashas truma? What should be in our head, based on the reverse approach that the Ran is going, basically in the reverse approach, what should be the nusach for hafrashas truma semaisus? So can you do it in the shaliach? Yes, of course, you can appoint the shaliach to mafish truma for you. So what should be the nusach then? Al, we would expect it to be al. Interesting. See, here the Ran parts ways with the reverse somewhat. The Iko Medak, the Sani B'Tosefta, quotes the Tosefta, that quotes the Bracha, Haymach, Vahafish Tumas and Maisvis, Mevarech, Ashekit Shanu, Svosot, Tzibanu, Lahafish Tumas and Maisvis. In fact, the man clouded the cash on himself. Why Lahafish Tumas and Maisvis? Hahachash Efshel is Chaim Aide Shriach. Of course, you can have a Shriach. We learn out, Gam Atem, that a Shriach could be Mahafish just like you. And yet, Lo Mevachina Ba'al. So the Rebbe says something very interesting. He creates another distinction within what he's already said. Until now, he's saying al yedei acher is al. Now it depends who the acher is and in what capacity he's serving when he does that mitzvah. Interesting. He says yesh loma shekevan shashliach enu yochel litrum elo midas bailim. He can't do it without my consent. Now, kaimulan tarmis she'enish shelo and trumasa truma. Has to be midasa bailam. He can't go ahead and be mafish someone else's truma and it should be chal. He has to agree to you being a shliach. Didashin atem gam atem, the rabbis shulchachem, and you're compared. Ma atem adaitchem, af shulchachem adaitchem. And the kima shekain, hu ene yachol lipata mimena, ela ide atzmo. So in a way, it's only you. Because even if he's acting as you. Because it has to be with your consent. In other words, if Reuven goes and does a mila on Shimon's baby, is the baby gemal? Does he need something more afterwards? Or is the mitzvah done? What's the answer? That's it. It's chal. So to beer, someone does beer chametz on your house. So someone else can do the mitzvah for you, even if it's not your authorization. So that's where you say al, just like he would say al. If it's midin shelichus that has to do with ma'atem v'daitchem, that is the same thing as you, and therefore it becomes good. That's an interesting vort that would answer out the case of lahafish to mesemaisis. Does the Rebbe exactly hold like that? I don't know. The Rebbe didn't go this far. The Rebbe just made the point. It would be now in the sach of al. What about the tesefta? I don't know. L'chor and svarit should have been al, not lit. It's another nekuda from the Ran. Yes, Noach.
By
Kedushin, so what's we did anyway? It's not a brach of le or al. It's a shevach type of a formula. Shekin shanu mitzvosav mitzivanu al ha'arayos. But that's not the al. That's not the al kedushin. I don't think you could bring that in. No, mitzivanu al ha'arayos. That's one of the sarusos. If it would say al kedushin, you have a kasha. Yeah. So that would be. What else do we have in the Ran? Just a few more things. About the Megillah versus Shofar. Let's take a look further. He goes next paragraph, he asks Sfir Sa'omer. This is an interesting svara. What do we see about Sfir Sa'omer in the Rush with the Riva? So what's the Nusach? Al Sfir Sa'omer. So what's Chara? What's the Pshat? Why is it Al Sfir Sa'omer? Why? Because he's motzi, everybody. The chara we were medayik from the Rashi. He's referring to be motzi with what? With the mitzvah itself. It's the Rashi is on record as saying that I could say hayom yom whatever la omer, and you don't have to say a word. Shemei Kaona works on the actual sphere, which is a big machlokas, but that's what comes out according to this maramakum of the Rashi. The Ran says something different. Iko meidak from al sphere sa omer sheyefshu es kaima de acher. It has to be you. The Ran doesn't give the reverse tariff. Maybe you have to count yourself. The drush of lachem, svartim lachem, svira l'chol echad ve'echad means you have to count yourself. Says the Rani, kol meimah kevan shekvar karev ha'omer, monim imenu, v'lo monim lo tiknu ba'al. What's the pshat example? Karev ha'omer. Interesting. Shekvar karev ha'omer, v'hein monim imenu, what's the lo monim lo? Does it mean lo monim lo? Not to it, but from it. The omer was already. So we're working off of the omer. Tiknu ba'al. Hard to know what he means exactly. But l'maisa, the mitzvah I'm doing right now, it hasn't been done yet until I count. I'm counting from the omer that was brought. So, or what would be brought. Therefore, it takes on the nusach kiel that it was already, but very hard to know what pshat is exactly. That's what he says. The next paragraph, the next part, Suikul and Medak. Why do we say by Megillah al Kriya, Mikra Megillah al? So it's Mikra and it's al. The Tiknu of the al. And why is it an al? Because the Kriya, some Megillah, Yechol is Kaima de Acher. So therefore, if you're going to talk about the Mikra Megillah, it's not Likros, because someone else is reading and I'm Yotze, as if I read. So therefore, it's going to be al Mikra Megillah. And yet by Shofar Tiknu, Habrach al Shmiyaso, and if you focus on the Shmiya, then of course the Nusach would be what? Lishmo, because everyone has to hear. I can hear, you can hear from me. Tiknu Belamid, if it's Kaima de Shriach. So that explains why here it's out, here it's lit. But the question is before that, why is it al because he's saying Mikra, Megillah? Why is it lit because it's Lishmoa? Fabderan. Nebed Ipcha. Let's flip the focus of what the bracha is. And we should say, watch, they birchas Megillah al Hashmiya ubelamed. So make the bracha by Megillah likros, as a Megillah. Ubirchas Hashofar al Tekiyah ubala. Make the bracha by Shofar to be al Tekiyah Shofar. He's blowing. I'm not blowing. So this is the kasha that the Ran is asking. Says the Ran again, it's based on the Ramban. It explains a little bit better. Yesh lomar fisha megillah is pisuk osios. Shitzarach lishma osan. You have to hear the specific differentiation of the words. Tiknu brachas al kriyasa lelamed shelo b'kol bilvad hu yotzei. Is this working? Shelo b'kol. Okay. Use it a little bit. Okay. Shelo b'kol bilvad hu yotzei ela b'shmias kriyasa. So we say Nikra because we want to emphasize that it's not just the sound, it's the actual word, and how they split one word from the other. You have to hear every word for itself. The shofar ain't kia mochiach pisakolos, yosem ishmiya. You would say al tekiyas shofar, you wouldn't get that nikudi, you wouldn't be able to hear that chidush, that it has to be every kol. Tekiyah is tekiyah. It's also general. So therefore, they said Lishmoa. This is nothing added to say Al-Tkia rather than Lishmoa. So you focus on the Shmiya, you say Le. In Megillah, we want to emphasize that halacha, that you have to hear not just sound, but also words. Therefore, Mikra. If you say Mikra, you have to say Al. That the Rush meant this is probably not the Stavra. The Rush didn't say any of this. The Rush is understanding the difference simply because Megillah is a mitzvah of Mikra. Shomer ka'onen, ki'ilu I read. Shofar is defined as a mitzvah of Shmir. That would be the Rush's distinction. The fact that Ran didn't say that sounds like, in that regard, they're not distinct. So it's rather to emphasize his chidush. Okay, this more or less concludes the union of the Le and the Al with the Ran. It goes on with the Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. Let's go to the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph. It's interesting, the whole Perek is kedai to look at, but we're going to only start from the middle. The Rambam discusses at the beginning of the Perek different classifications of mitzvahs and brachas and mitzvahs. The Rambam says, just I'm giving you just a little bit before we start Halacha Yud Aleph. There are mitzvahs I say that you have to be mishtadel lirdo ad sheyaseh osa. You have to pursue the mitzvah and do it, fill and soak a lulav of shofar. That's called chova. Because you have to do it, no matter what, you have to do it. It's halacha base. You don't have it. The yesh mitzvahs, she'inam chova, eladomen l'rishus. I'm mentioning this for a reason. It's going to help us when I read on. There are mitzvahs that are not chova, but they're domen l'rishus, but they're a mitzvah. Kigom, mezuzah, maika. She'in adam chayiv lishkon b'bayi sachayiv mezuzah, k'desh yasa mezuzah. You know, mechuyiv, to go get a house to live in order to fill mezuzah. If you live in a house, chayiv mezuzah, then you put a mezuzah. In Mertzah lishkon, kol yom b'ohel b'sfina, you want to be a nomad? So you won't have to do mezuzah. V'chein inu chayiv liv nos bayis k'dei lashas maika. So that's called, it's not a chova, it's domel rishus. And he says, kol mitzvah that say, she'bein adam l'kodesh baruch hu, this interesting nekuda, bein adam l'makom, the Rambam says, bein mitzvah she'i chova, bein mitzvah she'in chova, nevarach kodem asiyas. Then he goes on, l'ach gimel, the mitzvah v'devei sofrim, mikra megillah, hadlakas ner Shabbos, hadlakas ner Chanukah, Eruv, Netilas Yadayim. Also, you make a bracha kodem asiyasan. Mitzivanu is justified. Let's go now to halacha Yud Aleph. Halacha, see? Yud Aleph, right? Okay. Dr. Rambam, a couple of halachas to read and then to begin to unpack. Yeah. Koha'osa mitzvah. Bein shayisa chova olav. So we know what the Rambam means by this. I just read you the Rambam, beginning of the parent, right? Mitzvah of chovah would be tefillin, tzitzis. Eina chovah would be like what? Zuza, maika. It's a mitzvah, whether it's chovah alav or not. Im asa, osa la'atzma. You do it for yourself. Mivarech lasos. Asa, osa lachem, mivarech alasiyah. So there's a nusach of le, lasos, and there's a nusach of al, which is on the asiyah. The Rambam says, the first klal he's establishing for us to differentiate is if you're doing it for yourself versus if you're doing it for someone else. Ketzad. Lavash tefillin, nevarech, laniach tefillin. Nis'atev etzitzis, nevarech, lehis'atev. Yasha besukah, nevarech, leishiv besukah. V'cheinu mivarech l'hadik ner Shabbos l'gmas ha'halel. Then he goes on to, these are examples of mitzvah that's chovah olav, right? Whether the rice or whether the rabbana. V'cheinu mkava mezuzah l'beiso. So now, this is now going under the category of what? Of the mitzvah she'er. Eina chovah olav, but it's a mitzvah. You don't have to live in a house with a mezuzah, but if you do, you have to put a mezuzah. Same klal. M'asa and cover mezuzah lebeiso, and varech likvoa mezuzah. Asam maikat ligago, for your roof, mevarech, ashekichanu, lasos maikat. Hifish tumus umaisis laatzmo, lahafish. Mo es beno, that goes to Mila, mevarech lomo es haben. Shachat. Pisco v'chagigaso, which chagiga is he referring to, Chevra? You should know this. What chagiga? Together with Karban Pesach, right? Except maybe like this year, it's Shabbos, so you wouldn't have the chagiga. But together, chagiga's yudalit, right? They would have the Pesach and the chagiga. And you'd eat them both the night of the Seder. Mevarech lishchot. Okay. We'll see soon the Makoros of the Rambam. But the Rambam says, you, whatever the type of mitzvah it is, if you're doing it for yourself, you say le. The Ram continues. Halacha Yud Gimel. Avo in kava mezuzah la'achevin. You're putting up someone else's mezuzah on their house. Mevarech al kivias mezuzah, not likboa, but al. Also, and Micah, you're building a fence for someone else's roof of their house. Then, Nvarech, Alasias Micah. He officially hand truma, Nvarech, Alafashes truma. Malef ben Chavero, this is where the Ram was massacred at the Rambam. It's also in Hilchas Mila, the Ram says this. Nvarech is ben Chavero, Nvarech Alamila, but the father says, Lamu. There's a difference. So if you're doing it for yourself, Lamed with a Lamed Le. If for someone else, it's Al. This is all categories of mitzvahs, whether it's a chovah or not exactly a chovah, but it's a mitzvah. Ram makes this distinction between it's whether it's for you or someone else. Start thinking, Rabbi say, a mocker for this in the Gemara should instantly appear in your mind, right? What the Gemara say? The Gemara give a chiluk sagi de la v'yumayel. So Ram is carrying it over to other mitzvahs as well. The Gemara says, avia ben lamul, but someone else, alamil, because it's not your obligation. You're doing it for someone else. It's al. If it's for yourself, it's there. The Ram is seemingly getting from the Gemara. We're seeing the Me'iri. That's the Chor of the Ram's Makar. And it's going to continue that way as we go on in the Ramba. The big problem is, of course, because all of this was only mentioned in the Gemara in connection to justifying which Shita, the Shita that says by Chametz, Levayer, but we know the Gemara says Hilchas Albir, which is Ram's Pesach as well, which means all this L'chor is erased, and those Chilukim should no longer hold. And that's going to be the problem. How the Ram learned the Sugya? That's where we're going, okay? But the Ram's L'chor, the Mokar, seems to be the Sugya. Halacha Yudalit. Asa mitzvah lo v'la'achirim ke'echad. Let's say you're doing the mitzvah for you and for others at the same time. Says the Ram, here it depends. Im ha'isa mitzvah she'ena chova. If it's not a chova, mevarech al ha'asiyah, then you say al. Ufikach mevarech al mitzvahs eruv. What's eruv? Eruv chatzeres, eruv tchumen. You don't have to make it. There's nothing about that. You're not obligated to make an eruv. So then you say al, because you don't have to do it. Ha'isa chova, then it's kavin lo'ozi atzum mitei chova, ulo'ozi acherim. Then the Baruch Lassus. That would be an example of Lishmoa Kol Shofar. So where did the Ram get this distinction? Where does it appear? What is this parallel? Yeah. Okay, second. This too, L'chora. No, we're going to see more about it later. But what the Makkah for here is not as clear. What are you thinking? Are you glad?
I was wondering about Pesach. Why Korban Pesach is not in this category? There's groups of people who had one
Korban
Pesach, so it's for you
and out there. So, what is Parachim? The mitzvah of the bracha. The mitzvah? You're not doing the mitzvah for someone else. You're making the bracha for someone else. That's the Magen Mishnah that we'll get to by Lechol Matzah Mara. The Rambam, at first glance, the Magen Mishnah is not pashtus in the Rambam. The Rambam is discussing doing the mitzvah for someone else. So that's, we see, the Magen Mishnah ends up saying what you're saying too. Okay, the Rambam here is saying that if the mitzvah in a chova, the vorech al ha'asiya. Let's read this, let's go to the next lacha. Natal esalulav. The Rambam says now, Netilas Lulav, Mevarech al Netilas Lulav. Why? Shekevin Shekbiyo Yatsa Yidich Havasa. Once he picked it up, Yotse. But the Rambam continues, Avon Berach Kodim Shito Mevarech Lito Esalulav, Kimole Shebasuka. Here the Rambam is giving you the klal of, if you did the mitzvah already, then you only can make al. How is it over Lassi Yassan? We had a rain tosis. What's the answer? Because in Anuin, could be. Overlast yes, and it could be, but the mice you kind the mitzvah in. So the Rambam is also taking this from the sugya, right? But the Rambam tells you in a chanami, you could make the bracha before you take the lulav and say lito. You could take the lulav if you wish after you picked it up. I mean, make the bracha after you pick it up and say am. Umikana telamish and the varach achash asa, the low bracha and the varach alasiyah. But the Rambam continues and says, but you should know the following. Avo netilas yadayim u'shchita ho u'kidivei ha'rishus hein. Netilas yadayim, you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat meat. You don't have to eat bread. So it's like divrei ha'rishus. Therefore, afilu shachat la'atzmo. Here, the klal is, even though you're doing it for yourself, nevarach ala shchita. And here, interesting, he adds here, kisi hadam. We have to explain this. He throws in kisi hadam l'chor imachoyev. You didn't have to eat the meat, but okay, once you're shechted, yet the Rambam says kisidam as well. Now, what is that based on? What is this halacha based on? That you make first, he says lulav. That's based on the sugi by lulav. Then the Rambam says shechita netilas yadayim. You say al because it's a dvar rishus. You didn't have to eat bread. You didn't have to eat meat. So what is this based on? You'll get, where is it in the Gemara? Losagi, right? The Losagi, the Gemara had al-shchit, and the Gemara answered that, no, Losagi, the Rabbi Yerushalchim. And as someone go race, the Ran and the Meiri explained, the Gemara means, not Losagi, the Rabbi Yerushalchim, Losagi, the Rabbi Yerushalchim. You don't have to shech, you don't have to eat. So the Rambam again is L'chaira tracking the Gemara. But the problem again is, but the sugya concludes Hilchas Avyacha. And what's the answer? The answer may lie in the next part of the Rambam. The Rambam concludes, interesting. We'll have to see. You have the Raibitz Asaga. We'll get to that. Maybe if we can get to that, also how to answer the Raibitz Kasha from if you didn't make the bracha right away with Tzitzis. Should you change the nusach afterwards? V'chein hu mevarech, says the Rambam, al bir chametz. Bein shabadak ha'atzmo, bein shabadak ha'achir. Even if you're doing bedikas chametz for your own house, yourself, you say al bir chametz. Why? Says the Rambam, I know svara. Sheme'eif shegomar b'libo levata. We mentioned this once before. Once you had your in your mind that you're going to do your bittul, nasis mitzvah sabiur, kolim shehivdok, kimosh yisbayar bimkoma. Where in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah? What is the Rambam saying? A fantastic chiddush. That, and what is the Rambam highlighting? What he says in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah? What is the hashbasa that the Torah is telling us to do? Have the Rambam understand that, tashbisu. Gama belibo. So what the Rambam is saying here is, that's midraisa. Now, midrabanan, what do you have to do? Not midraisa, a bit of amasagi. Rabban, you have to do a bedika. But the Rambam says, when you're about to do bedika, you already fulfilled already a deraisa of ashbasa with bitta. Because when you're about to do bedika, you already did the bitta belay. Therefore, you can't say le. You say al. We have to explain this, but this is what Rambam is saying. So this sounds very novel. And this is our question. Where does it fit with the sugya? So there's a lot here in the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, all kinds of mahalchim. We're going to go a derech the Meiri. And basically, the Meiri, although he has a different word for al-bir chametz, but the basic outline of how he learns the sugya is l'chor the Rambam as well, and the Meiri acknowledges that. Although he doesn't like the Rambam's svara by bir chametz, Meiri says a different svara. But how to track the sugya is as follows. We thought that when the Gemara says hilchas al-bir chametz, what the Gemara was doing was paskening like the Manda Amar, be it a puppy or a puppet, different yourselves, the man, the Omar, al bi chametz. That's how we've been learning until now. If that's the Pesach in the Gemara, then everything that was said before, for example, by Alamila versus Lamul, that the father would say Lamul and everyone else would say Alamila, is no longer valid. Because we're paskening al bi chametz. So Alamila is perfectly correct, whether it's someone else, the Maya, whether it's the father. Correct? But the Rambam has a different shot in the Gemara, and the Navi says his own similar thing for himself. Basically, we're still with what we said before. Really, the klal is you should say le. But there are exceptions. There's an exception by a mile that says al. Because it's not his mitzvah. There's an exception by lulav, because you did it, you picked up the lulav. There's an exception by shechita. What? Why? Because you don't have to eat the meat. You don't have to, it's not a chola. Okay, we're not masbi yet, the svar. So therefore the nusach becomes al. It's all true. Says the Gemara, but you think, therefore, that al bir chametz, it should be levi, right? Because after all, it doesn't seem to fit any of the above. Levi chametz. Why did the Madama say levi? Because it's your obligation. You're doing it beforehand. You have to do it. You're doing it for yourself. Says the Gemara, no. Al bir chametz. Even because the Gemara's machriya, there's a svara to say al bir chametz. The Rambam will learn, the Meir is going to say his own part on this, but the Rambam is going to say, why? Because of this yisod. It's like lulav. You already makayim tashbisu midaraisa. So it's after the mitzvah has already been done. Even though you still do the Rabbanas, the Bedika. But the Bedika is an expansion on the Doraisa, Tashbisu. Do Tashbisu, not just Bittul, do Bedika. But you did already the Doraisa of Tashbisu. Because when you started doing Bedika, before you started, you already did Bittul in your mind. So the Gemara is saying that even though we're still with the Shita of Leh, but when it comes to Bir Chametz, Hilchasal Bir Chametz. Suppose you're with me. Now, where did I get this? I got this from the Meiri. The Meiri says his own word. He says, the Gemara is machmir, there's a fourth condition. What's the fourth condition? I also read the Meiri. That since it's going on what you're going to do tomorrow as well, so you, it's not going to be right now, it's going to be also into tomorrow, so you say al. Let's take a look at the key words in the Meiri, and then we quote the Rambam. The Meiri is like this. Ela ikar advar nirali. See it? Diva Masl Ella. Ikar advarim nirali. Shakusha v'chalati mutsim shaba halacha psukahim. The shaka v'taya gets kapaskit. Halacha. Here's exactly what I just told you, that the hilchas al bir chametz is not erasing what we said before, the way we were learning it till now. This is the part that you're saying right here. Ela ikar advar nirali again. Shakusha v'chalati mutsim shaba, which is meaning to say we want to justify leh, and we have some exceptions. Halacha psukahen. V'lo nifzika halacha ba'al biur litchos ma'asha nemar b'sugya u'b'ti wutzim shaba. Ela mitam acher shani mevar asha. See, this is the outline. The line of the Gemara Hilchos al Bir Chametz is not erasing that all the truths that we had to say before. We're still in the camp of leh. But we're giving a new reason why Bir Chametz should be out. Which means, in other words, that the father's Mila, Bracha, would have to be what? Like the Rambam says. Yeah. Barei shalamadu min ha-sugya, shlosh dvarim. What are they? One, number one. Shem osa ma'isa shabracha ba'olav ena mitzvah al kol panim. El shon nifkami mena im yirtzeh. You don't have to do it. It's a reshus. Such as shchita schulin, shem ina rov shalach, ina rov in sarach lishchot, ina mevarach belamed. Klal number one is shchita is al, because you don't have to do shchita. You don't have to eat. Vashenis, another rule. Sh'af kishu mitzvah kol panim, im ina nasis al yidei misha oso chiyav mutal alav befrat, it's not your mitzvah, not your chiyav, al yidei acher, that's the rule of Mila. And number three, Vashrishis, Sha'afkashi mitzvah, Shimutalas al Mivarach Atmo, Im Huskalah mitzvah, Kodem HaBracha, the mitzvah began already before the bracha was said, in Mivarach Balamit. Okay, now that we have this checklist of three things, now let's ask ourselves, Bir Chametz. Va'atameshiv, now you're going to respond, Hare Biur, Koad Rachim Ha'elubal, it makes the cut, right? L'chore, what should be the Nusach then? What should be the Nusach? Yeah. V'im Kain, Kol Sha'osa La'atzma Yivarach Balamid, Nirali, this was a chat that Lana Gemara says in Meiri. This is the Meiri's point. With Sarei Ba Tam Ravi, I'm going to add another condition on top of that that could justify saying Al. B'hu Shemeachas HaBracha He Al HaBir. Al Bir, Chametz Nusach is Bir. V'Abir Eino Nasa Ad L'Machar. Then in Meri L'Varach B'Lamid, because you're not doing the Bir quite yet. Shekosu M'Varach B'Lamid, Masma Shemaisa Talk of L'Bracha, a new part. Lamid sounds like the Maisa is happening right afterwards. That why say over, not kodem? Because over means right before, not a lot before. This is an interesting way he's explaining this. This could work for the Rambam too. What is really the difference between al and le? Until now, we've been saying le means it's your obligation. The word is like this: is it on this mindset or is it on the klal hamitzvah in general? This is what it's seen in Meiri. The al is klal hamitzvah, v'lo al ma'aseh prati. This I want to use for the Rambam as well. What's the nekuda that differentiates al and le? What the Meiri is saying here is as follows. He's using it for his particular vort by Bir Chametz, but we'll use it for the Rambam as well. Le means the ma'aseh prati, the specific ma'aseh. Al is on the mitzvah b'chlolos. Therefore, if you don't have to do this ma'aseh, al ha'shechita, because it's a mitzvah. When someone wants to eat, they shech. Al netilas yadayim, al ha'shechita. If it's not your mitzvah, you can't be mevarech on the ma'aseh prati. I don't have to do this particular mila. So they have to say, on the mitzvah in general, that if you have a child to be mal, you mal him. But not on this ma'aseh prati. If you already did the mitzvah started already, you can't be mevarech on the ma'aseh prati that already mitzvah began. So you can speak about the mitzvah b'chlolos. So the distinction al and le according to the Meiri, and the Rambam is going to learn this way also, it's al is on the mitzvah b'chlolos, and le is on the mitzvah, on the ma'aseh prati that you have here. Then the Meiri is now applying it to Bir Chametz l'fid darko, according to him. He's saying that since the Bir is not happening right now, it's happening tomorrow, you can't speak about the Maisa Prati to say Le, because the Maisa Prati is not happening right yet, by the way. Therefore, you have to say Al Bir Chametz. The Rambam will take this idea in a different direction, that it's since the mitzvah happened already, if it started already, so you can't be mevarech on the Maisa Prati. It has to be on the mitzvah, the lowest of Tashbisa. So let's continue with the Meiri. So he says, that's the fourth condition the Gemara is setting up here. The Maya was making a bracha of Le. Bisha bracha over Lassias Iker HaMitzvah. Lafuke Lua Vatilas Yadayim Shamaisa Takav Le Bracha, which is right after the mitzvah is done. Uhotzi Esabior Mivarech, because it's not right away. It's not until tomorrow that the Bior is done. Mivarech Balamid. Then came what follows. Av Mimilas Beno Shchitas Bailim the Pisco. The Kadasha of Miras Gavim, Bavadim, Lamed. And Mir goes with this approach, and then he has to still navigate a bunch of things, such as Megillah, picking up Ben, you'll take a look. He has very interesting answers along the way for the various things. We don't have time to go through everything, but very interesting answers for Sfirasa Omer, from Megillah, you'll take a look. Go ahead till he gets to the Rambam. When we come back, go to the... He says, okay, let's read Zewakar. Zewakar, near a leader, in there. What does it mean we want to accomplish? That the sugya shakivitaria remains intact, even after the Gemara posits the Hilchos of Yochanan. The svara still holds, and that becomes the cloud that we're working with. They were sent to the Pasuk, Lakal, Bosagya, and so on. So they remain, and the Gemara is just saying a new point of the Hilchos of Yochanan. So we come up. Harbin Mefarshim, Kasbuba, Tan Macherim, the Kolim Mesein, the Chacheres, Ella, Shemishtadin Imanu, the Kayem Divinko, and Sigiva Tibut from Shabbat. What is he referring to here? That they accept that the Shakim Atari gets. They agree with me that we don't dismiss the sugya. The Rambam would say, Lishchot. Lulav shebirchaso ba'al mishum demnabe inachat bein be'ach kodem yisei lito. Let's go a few lines ahead. Yeah, you have been noticed, we're given shason la'atzma en shalcham she'iyav shadeh shaliach fat. Then he says, bir chametz. Ubir shemivarech ba'al. So the Ram says something different. The Mir doesn't like it. What does the Ram say? Ubir shemivarech ba'al, afa pishu la'atzmo. So what did the Ram say on that? Heim nosnim tan d'davar. What did the Ram say? Mipnei shekishenasan daito livdo, gamar b'libo levato. Barei huschelo ha-mitzvah, b'havelei keh, lulav. The ain hatam nochem ledaiti. This I don't like. Why doesn't he like it? So the ain gemar das levatel ad sheyivdok. Yes, it's terrible. When does there become a gemar das to mivatel? Before you start the betika, or after you finish the betika? Maybe it's tainus that the gemar das levatel doesn't happen right away. It happens after the betika. And then he goes on. What about Mikra Megillah, opinion of Ben, Sfiras Omer, but you can give it to it, some I gave for that earlier. Look at my paragraph earlier. He also asks, from Matzah Mora, the Ram Paskins, Alachilas Matzah, Alachilas Mora, according to them, it should be Melamed. So that remains a kasha. But the Meiri says that the Ram is learning the sugya like me, but the Rambam gives this unique svara that you already had your das for Bintel and you fulfilled the mitzvah already. The Meiri says, I don't agree, because it's not so. Notice something. Even according to the Rambam, this Svara that the Gemara would be referring to, the Hilchos of Yochametz, why? Because the mitzvah began already. Everyone agrees to that or not? Even in the Sugya. Does everyone agree to that? We had a Manda Amar in the Sugya to say what Nusach Levaya. So even the Rambam has to acknowledge that this Svara is Shani B'machokas, right? Because there is a Man Dama Levayer. So the Gemara will be saying, but I'm telling you, Liv Albir. Why? Because of the Svara of the Rambam. So what's the Shala depending on? What does the Shala depend on? What does it mean exactly? The mitzvah started already. What mitzvah started already? What did you do with your mitzvah? What did you fulfill? What did you fulfill with your bittul? Not mitzvah. Tashbisu. The Rambam was shitasa. Hilchos Chametz Himat. And what didn't you fulfill? What did you do yet? What did you do? The drabana. So you have to know what is a shaila. Is it like lulav? Is it not like lulav? What's the relationship between the mitzvah drabana of bedika and the tashbih sumidarais? To say that the mitzvah began already means the tashbih began. But you have to do more in the tashbih. So it's like the lulav was picked up, but it didn't do nanuim yet. That's the part, right? The Ram would say, the Chacham want you to tashbisu in a stronger way. Not just tashbisu b'leiv, bitu b'leiv, that's the raisa. We want you to do another tashbisu, a stronger tashbisu, a tashbisu a bitu. So the tashbisu was fulfilled already, because as soon as you started your bedika, before you even began your bedika, when you're about to make a bracha, you already did bitu. Because you know you're going to be mevatel. You're going looking for chametz, so you're already making chametz like afar. Elamai, the Chacham want you to do a greater tashbisa. Okay, but it's the start already. Say, out. Oh. You have to know, if there's a man that Amida argues, in the Gemara itself, there's a man that Mulevayer. What do they disagree with? Do they hold, because of the Me'iri's time on the Rambam, that no, he didn't have that das. He didn't have that das to do bito until after Yirei went through the Bedika. That's the Machokis. Or is it because they hold that you don't see the Drabbanan as an expansion of the Tashbisu, which is a separate mitzvah to do bedika. So on that, nothing has started yet. If the bracha is on the drabana, not bedika, so what even it started with? The Tashbisu with the rice has started. The Chacham required you to do bedika. So make a bedika, make a bracha bedika. You have to know what to be the differentiation. Now this Rambam leads to many, many questions. For example, the Me'iri already ended with those questions. What about Pidyon HaBen? What about Sfiras HaOmer? What about Mikra Megillah? So look earlier in the Me'iri, see what he says on that. Another kasha, of course, the Me'iri doesn't answer, Matzah Mara. There is a Magid Mishnah that tries to give an answer, but it's very Mechudash. In Hilchas Chametz Matzah, there's no Magid Mishnah in Ava, so you have it in Hilchas Chametz Matzah. He references the Rambam here, Hilchas Brachas. And he says, "For isi nusach habrachas b'dibri rabbeinu, shu ba'alachilas matzah ba'alachilas mor, ba'atam l'dvarav." Why is alachilas matzah and alachilas mor? He says, based on the Ram Hilchos Brachas, "Shu b'brachasu motzi atzmo ba'achirim imo, hashom also she'inat zvichim levarach b'tzarech ilan." He seems to be saying more than what we see in the Rambam. He's saying the Rambam says, "You do the mitzvah for you and for achirim, then you say al." The Rambam is talking about doing a mitzvah for you and for achir. The Magid Mishnah is applying it even to the brach. He says, Sarachim. Now, just to end with the tzlach. The tzlach has interesting ha'arah on the Rambam. If you go with this Rambam svara, that why do you say al bir chametz? Because the mitzvah tashbisu took place already since you did bittul in your mind before you started your bedika. This is true if you do bedika leil yadal. What if you did bedika b'toch hamoed, which is the halacha? If you didn't do bedika leil yadalet, so then you have to do b'toch hamoed. What should be the nesach habracha then? You can't do bittul anymore. Bittul can't be done after it's Rosh Hashanah already of Erev Pesach. So now, if you can make a bracha on bedika on chol hamoed, what should be the nesach? No. Here you don't have this svara that's like gula. Should be lit. The problem is, the Rambam doesn't seem to say that way. The tzlach is interesting. He's very excited about this Rambam. Apidavir Rambam, that ukach mevarach al bir v'lo levayer, because it already was happened, the bitu happened already. Omar ni, that makes sense. If you're both leil yadalet, yom yadalet, before shashishis. Afamisha lo padak lo bitu at shashishis. And now you can't do bitu anymore. Now you need to do bedika and beer. You have to say levaya. If let's say something became in your house, chametz on Pesach, and you have to destroy it, you can't say al. It's a levaya, just like Aviyah Ben. And he says, if that's the case, maybe Rav Papi and Rav Papa didn't really argue. One says levaya, one says al beer. Maybe the one who says levaya is talking during Pesach. And what is Al-Bir's talking? Leil Yadalet. Akedekach, he suggests such a possibility. However, the problem is, I ran into a problem. The Rambam himself says in Chametz Umatzah Gimel Vav, Kishabodek, Achametz, Pelel Yadalet, O Biyom Yadalet, O Betocha Moed, Tocha Regel, the Varech, Kodim Shiaska, Borchata, Al Bir Chametz. The Rambam says, Mefurish, that even if you what? Even if you did Bedika, Tocha Regel, you say Al Bir Chametz. So what's the Pshat? Sarach Lomar, says the Tzlach, well, Ratzel Chayit Benusach HaBracha. Yeah, once the Nusach is Al Bir Chametz, so Lel Yadalet, then no matter when you say it, you say Al Bir Chametz. In fact, the Tzlach, wait a second, the Rabbim himself holds by Mila that if the Avi Ben makes the Bracha, he says Lamol. And if someone else does the Mila, they say Ala Mila. So we are distinguished. Says the Tzlach, the difference is there, it's Trey Gavri. Two different people. The Mayo says Ala Mila, and the father says Lamol. But Chad Gavri Lotzul Chalek. It's a Pele, because the Rambam himself said what? By Lulav. What did the Rambam say by Lulav? If you picked up the Lulav and then made the Bracha, then you say Al. If you made the Bracha before you picked up the Lulav, you say Yes. The Rambam does, even by Chad Gavri, the Rambam is Machalek. Hello, what is he saying? So what's the Teretz? So if that's the case, let's say that then it should be also the same thing by Bidikas Chametz, Tocha Moed. You should say that. Maybe we could say a little bit al derech tzlach, but slightly different. It's not about Chad Gavri, Trey Gavri. The difference is like this, and with this we'll answer the Rabbi's Kasha, I think, on the Rambam by Lulav. When it comes to Bidikas Chametz, when are you supposed to do Bidikas Chametz? When are you supposed to do it? Well, you dial it. Nebuch, you didn't do the right thing. You whatever reason, you procrastinated. Now you're doing B'dikas Chametz B'tocha Moed after Shoshishis. Okay, so now they're not going to be talking a special bracha for B'diyevet situation. It's not what we want you to do. The Nusach was Nikva according to what should be the ideal time that they were talking to do B'dikas Chametz. So if you're doing it later, you keep the Nusach the same. Masha Enkin by Lulav, the Pshat must be different. You have a choice. You can either pick up the Lulav first and then say the Bracha, or you can make the Bracha first. If you say the Bracha first, you say Lito. If you pick up the Lulav and then make the Bracha, you can do that. It's Obelash Yasin because it's Nanuin. You'll say Al-Tilasur. Both options are available to you. Therefore, the Ram is willing to change the Nusach. Aviyah Ben can do the Mila, and the father can do the Mila. Each one is a good option. If one does it, it's Ala Mila. If the other one does it, it's Lamu. Mashiach B'dikas Chametz, the time to do it is Leil Yadalet. And if that's the Pshat, then I think we have a terrace to the Ravid's Kasha. The Ravid asks on that Rambam that says that if you make the Bracha before you pick up the Lulav, then you'll say Lito. And if you picked it up first, then you'll say Al. So the Rabbi says, "L'dvarav im shachach batifas tzitzis, o banachas tefillin v'lo berach tchila, kishiyizkor b'yivarach mivarach alatifas tzitzis." So then, the alanachas tefillin. Let's say you didn't make the bracha first, and now you put on the tefillin. It's on you. You make the bracha still because it's still on you. You should change the nusach to say Al. The eno kainsher in mitzvahs. So what's the teretz? What could be the teretz? That the Ram will hold that there's a difference between here, you're supposed to make the bracha before you put on the tefillin. So if you didn't, you make the bracha that was niskan for tefillin afterwards. The nusach is the same. Lehaniach. But the Ram will hold that dafka lulav is different. Lulav, you have a choice. You could do it this way, you could do it that way. This way, this is the nusach. That way, the other is the nusach. And that's the answer again for the Tzlach's kasha. That's what Bir Chametz, you don't have a choice. You're supposed to make the bracha, the Elel Yadalet. If you end up not doing B'dikah in the right time, you still make the same bracha because that was the way the bracha was set up. According to one, the time that they said you should do B'dikah's Chametz. If you happen to do it in a different time, you don't change the Nusach HaBracha. So to here, you're supposed to make the bracha before you put on the tefillin. You keep the same Nusach for afterwards. But Lulav, it's different. Lulav, you could choose to do it one way or the other way. That could be a yishuv, both for the Ravitz Kasha and the Kasha of the Tzlach. Yeah, Rafi.
not in the folder at all on Moolog, and picking up after the
I'm not saying Lachol Maisa, but for the Rambam, it would seem from the Lashon of Rambam that it's actually up to you. You can, it's over Lasiyasan, as we saw in Tosfos. You could pick it up first and then make the bracha with the Nesach of Al. You could first make the bracha and use the Nesach of Le. Okay, so look, it's not obviously everything, but we had at least a good opportunity to go through a little bit on this Inyan. It's obviously a very broad sugya. Okay, let's take the time starting for tomorrow for Chazara. Okay.